Marvelous Folks here on NTNRadio.com. Normally Marvelous 3, today we're only Marvelous 2. Fernando is out gallivanting somewhere.
It's better by subtraction, of course.
That's what he says when you're not here, too. Kind of even.
I know, I do listen to the show every now and then.
I know that if there's no me, there's no show. But anyway, yeah, he's off, I don't know, I think he said California, man.
Yeah, I think he's going out to Hollywood for some kind of event.
Yeah.
You know, he's in that film festival routine, and he gets invited to film festivals to judge and do other things, so that's probably what it was.
Oh, yeah. Is it that time of the year where he does that presentation for the Miko Award or whatever it is?
Something like it, yeah.
It's close. It's close. Anyways, sorry, I'm just tired today. We got a lot to talk about. I think we got Peacemaker. Finally he's gone through and to the other side, and his team follows him. And then we also have Gen V. We got like two episodes, I think, to catch up on Gen V. We got episode three.
Right. It's three and four.
Three and four. So, all right. We should be all right, I think.
Yeah.
And that's, what do you want to start with, Gen V? Or?
Yeah, let's save Peacemaker for the end. So,
okay, yeah,
we'll savor the fact that upcoming very shortly is that you're going to have to say Warren was right.
I don't know what Warren was right about. Sons of Liberty still seem like a militia group. But anyways, whatever they were, Sons of whatever.
Yeah, but we'll start with Gen V. I got to admit, I was, at the end of episode three, I was on the verge of punching out and saying it's not worth my time any longer. The first three episodes, as we talked about last time, the first two weren't all that great, and the third one wasn't all that great. It had a couple of little things in it to make you see, you know what Cypher was all about, and you know how he's been in Marie's life and some of their other lives from the beginning.
Yeah, there was a lot of background building in episode, what was that, three.
Yeah, but when the short season like these dumbass, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 episode things, you can't take three episodes just to set the scene. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I was all ready to punch out, but I said, I'll take one for the show and try one more before I punch out.
Yeah, so episode three started with Marie coming back to school, right? Episode two, she met up with Starlight and it was like, you got to do this.
So she's back at school and Cypher has a very desirous intent on her, not sexually. Well, maybe, I don't know, but he wants to make her the best.
Here's my thought on Cypher, and I could be way wrong. I think Cypher's Gildaklin's kid. Gildaklin's kid.
Oh, I didn't think of that. You might be right.
That's like episode three made me think that. I know you thought episode three wasn't all that great, and I'm not saying it was great, but seeing him in the lab, and then, right, it was episode three where they flashed to the burned up body in his house, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And they, 2 weeks ago, they had the flashback of how the lab exploded, or they fired the lab and burned everything. And now you have a charred up guy that he calls his father.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. I do remember it, but I didn't really put it together. So you're very possible that could be his father.
Yeah.
But still, even with that, I mean, okay, so he's a son, and they didn't point it out dramatically. You know, it's only possible. It's not necessarily, you know, he could be just his lab assistant or something has decided to make him a father figure. We don't know, but again, you're 3 hours into a show, you shouldn't be just, you know, doing this stuff at this point. But anyway, that's just my take.
Yeah, I guess they have a building, a way they're trying to build it. I mean, you're seeing Sam get crazy again. I think this is
Oh,
setting up for
yeah.
another flip out college scene, right? Sam's getting crazy talking to the Muppets again.
Yeah, that was actually for me the best part.
You had, I can't think of the girl who shrinks me.
Emma.
Emma. You had Emma meeting up with the catching the
Bully.
soup bully. Well, I don't think it's a bully catching what she thought was a bully of the soup who's putting up the, anti-human stuff around. I mean, the anti-soup stuff around.
Well, she was, he was, or the cafeteria worker who Emma is
Was a
befriended,
she? Yeah.
yeah, pointed her in that guy's direction. And, so as the person bullying her,
Yeah.
because she's human and not a soup.
Yeah.
So
So
anyway,
I
again,
just.
this episode really didn't do anything for me. It was okay at best.
Yeah, I would not say it was a great one. I think, like I said, I think they're building up something. I think one of two things, right? Here's my big picture. I don't know if we'll see it this season, but Homelander has kind of run Vought out of Vought Industries, right? He kind of run
Yeah.
El Pollo Chicken out, right? So at that rate, how does that guy get back? Well, the only way he can get back is have somebody that can beat Homeland, right? So they think Marie, with her ability to control the blood, right, should be able to control Homelander, right? And Cypher, if he is Godokin's father, would know more, most likely would know everybody's stuff. And maybe he has Gen V in him and is able to even manipulate soups, right? So that because he was able to fool Marie and he was
Well,
still able to control people.
yeah. Well, in episode four, we find out that he 100% can control people because he gets inside
Or
of.
maybe Godokin made another serum that's not Gen V, and Marie was like, he
Ooh.
doesn't have Gen V, but Godokin, knowing that it wasn't safe, never put it into his kid. See where I'm going with that?
Yep.
So I don't
Interesting
know.
twist.
I think there's some twists there that I see, and I think part of that was set up, like, why was he in the pictures? What is this operation, whatever it was called? Odyssey, not Odyssey, Odessa.
Odessa, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but if you're right about that, that's gonna have to be next season because there's not that many episodes left to fully develop that into something.
Yeah, well, like I said, I wasn't 100% sure, right? I'm not 100% sure, and I said even if it is, I don't think it's going to be, I don't think it's legit going to be this season. I think that's building into next season. I think you'll have a little bit of play maybe in the boys season, and isn't this the final season of that?
Yep, this is the last season of The Boys.
Yeah, so maybe at the very end you have Marie stepping up and that's how Gen V takes over.
Could
I
be.
don't
I mean,
know.
but.
Like, I kind of feel like they're building towards, they've had enough cameos. I think they're building towards, like, what we would call on motorcycle racing an East West showdown, right? Like just a big clobber knocker of everybody in the thing. Like when the WWF, the WCW, and ECW all combine, right? Like just everybody in one ring going at it. So that's kind of where I see both shows heading. And then Gen V will take over from there. What becomes of Gen V, I don't know. Right? Because they have some pretty powerful people. Sam's obviously very powerful.
But all, well, they all had their significant weaknesses as well.
So do all the soups in what you call it too. The boys.
But Sam is really, I think, man, he's just a Fruit Loop. He can't control himself. So he's his his ending will happen this season, in my opinion, and it'll be that he will finally come to some sanity and do something to rescue Emma, Maria, Kate, and Jordan.
I don't know. I thought for sure Jordan's number was punched. I thought
Oh
in the
yeah,
fight,
when episode
especially
before in the
well,
fight scene,
especially
yep.
when Maria levitated, I thought she was gonna blow up like the goat.
Yeah, it led you to think that, yeah.
I was like, oh, her number's punched. Which, is good and bad, I guess.
But that was the fight was where we learned that Cypher has the ability to take over people's bodies.
Yeah,
Because he
right.
was running Jordan. Jordan wasn't doing it him and herself.
Right. And like we also learned that he has some ability to trick the others, right? Like I don't know what his full strength is, but he has the ability to take over somebody else's body, which means kind of as psycho as he is he controlling Peacemaker at times? Does
Him? I
Peacemaker
don't
know he can control him? Does who can control who? And how much can he read people's thoughts? Does he know if Andre's dad is plotting against him, right? He seemed to know right where the camera was. I took that he was able to read the girl who controlled people by touching them mind because he knew where the camera he knew there was a camera. He knew she didn't know really where it was.
Yeah, I think you might. Yeah, I think he has the ability to possess and understand what people are getting ready to do.
Yeah. So
But
anyways.
again, four episodes in, episode four got me reinterested. I'll end up watching the rest of them. But we're four episodes in, and I mean, a lot of time spent on this show, and I've not really got anything in return for it yet.
Yeah, it's kind of been kind of slow. I mean, I did laugh pretty hard when it was that girl that can control her hair and not the hair on her head, saving Emma in the drain by shutting it off with her pubes. She shut off a valve from a distance. And then her number one question was, how long did it get? I was like, oh, I mean, that's like totally something I would be like, well. So
No. Well,
anyways,
you'd be going, choke me harder, choke me harder.
choke me harder, something like that. So it was kind of weird. I think I can't th is her name Kate? Is that the blonde's name? Yeah,
Yeah, she's the one that can control people by touch.
I think she's kind of realized that she's screwed up. But I think she's also just too arrogant to really do anything about it. Right? She's looking for revenge on everybody more than she's looking to be a team player.
Oh yeah. Yeah. She's definitely not a team player. And Marie and her posse there, they don't have any, there's no love lost between them.
No. And then Jordan, obviously it's modern day politics and real world politics, where
Oh
she
yeah.
came out and was like, no, we I kill, I attacked her and all this kind of stuff. I viewed that as like their thing about people coming out, right? But I don't know. I didn't feel like that was a well played thing. And I know it was like, oh, I did it for, because of this. And it's like, I don't know. If you're trying to take down an evil organization, you got to use your head. You know what I mean?
But
So.
overall, I'm gonna keep watching it. The episode four had enough to keep me interested for, but yeah. So I'm really hoping that they really turned up the gas, the full speed ahead with the next episode, and so we can see where it's going
I'd
and
like to see a
understand.
couple major characters die in the next couple episodes. I know that sounds
Well, that's
horrible,
always a good
but
way to move things
it
forward.
needs a shaking. It needs a shaking. I didn't sign up to watch a drama. I signed up to watch action. Speaking of signing up to watch, I haven't watched yet. We kind of discussed watching Marvel Zombies, and it sounded like before the show, you invested a little bit of time.
I watched the first two episodes,
Okay.
and well, you know that I'm not a huge zombie fan anyway.
No,
I
I know
never was
that.
able to get into any of the walking shows. There's a bit World War Z I kind of enjoy, but it was not anywhere in my top
There's
favorite
only
movies.
two good zombie movies in my opinion. Number one is Zombieland.
That yeah. Zombieland is the
And
top
number two
of
is
the pyramid.
Zombieland
Two.
too.
Those
I'll
are the top
say
of the pyramid.
I'm gonna piss off a lot of sci-fi people here, but I'm gonna say this. I will say the best zombie show I've watched is Z Nation because it doesn't take it too serious. And they just do the stupidest stuff on there. And it's funny. But other than that,
I am not a big
yeah, I
zombie
watched
fan.
the first few seasons of Walking Dead, but it wasn't like, oh, I don't know. And World War Z was okay. I guess Night at what you call Night of the Comet was pretty good. And what was the one where they were all in the mall
Oh,
with
wasn't that
Ben
Night of the
Rhames?
Comet?
Huh?
Wasn't that Night of the Comet?
No, that was the one with the young kids.
I can't think of it. I know you're talking about, but I can't think of it. And you're busily looking it up right now, I see.
No,
But
with the night shift, I
anyway,
have people sending
so
me texts about when they're gonna be there.
I watched the first two episodes of the Marvel Zombies. Again, I'm not a zombie guy, and I won't be going to watch episode three. It just did nothing for me. I barely got any enjoyment out of it. I will admit that the animation was spectacular. I mean, this is one of the better animated shows that Disney's done in the last few years. Several of them have been kind of crappy, but this one was not. The animation was great, but I just did not get into it, and I had no desire to see the Avengers be
Zombies.
zombified. And it just didn't do nothing for me.
Yeah,
Maybe,
I didn't even like it in the what was it, Doctor Strange, where he zombified and stuff. No, I'm not
oh
a big
yeah, he
zombie person.
yeah, where he took down the Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, I'm just that's just not my thing. I don't know. It's just not my thing.
Now, Fernando will like this. When he gets back, he will say that, Marvel Zombies was excellent, right up there with the
Yeah,
original Walking
I'm gonna
Dead.
give it a couple episodes and look. It's not really my forte. And then I guess before we run out of time, because we're more than 2/3 of the way through the show. Peacemaker.
Oh. Say it now, get it over with.
Don't know
Who
what
was
you're
right?
talking about.
Who was right?
We still haven't seen that they're right, that they're on the
Oh
side of
no,
good.
we did. We did. When we saw at the very end of the movie, at the end of the episode, where she kept saying something's not right. Harcourt was saying something's just not right about this universe of yours. I don't see any colored people or people of color. And he goes, you're right. I haven't seen any. And then he sees the American flag and he goes, oh no. And he
Oh
pulls it
yeah,
out and it has a
we
swastika
know
on
the
it.
controlling powers are the Nazis, but that doesn't make the Sons of Liberty right, or whatever they are.
Well, they're fighting for freedom. They're
Sons
revolutionaries
of
for
Freedom,
America.
whatever they are. I don't remember what that.
To restore the Constitution.
I'm saying Sons of Liberty, but I don't know it. I mean, I don't know what the real names were.
I think that's what it was. Sons of Liberty. I'm not positive, but I think so. But anyway, that episode was enjoyable. I mean, is Peacemaker's Chris's friends decided they need to rescue him and intervention and bring him back to their own universe. And they all jumped over there to do that.
Yeah.
The only thing I didn't see in this episode was Judo Master.
Yeah.
He was
Well,
he his
we know
character
for sure
was
Judo Master went through the same door to get in that universe. Plus, he wouldn't have had the code. So he's probably in that interdimensional porthole area.
Oh, good catch. Good catch. I like that.
Right? Like, I didn't expect to see him in the world. The only time I really expected to see him was sneaking in the door behind them. But like, because they needed the code to get into the other dimension. So,
If it weren't for the one guy, they would not know what the code was.
yeah.
But I liked it. That episode was the best of the season, in my opinion. Mainly is driven at the character level.
I love the fact that the nerdy guy
Vigilante.
had all that cocaine and stuff in the basement and all that cash. I'm like, what are you doing now? He's like, well, that's dirty money.
Can't touch it.
You can't touch
Oh,
that.
and then when Vigilante met his
Vigilante, that's it.
doppelganger, met his
Yeah.
doppelganger in another universe, and they were finishing each other's sentences, and that was actually a very hilarious scene.
Yeah, it was pretty funny, and then that day one fight, like you knew something was wrong where he's like, "Oh, I hate Peacemaker," and stuff. And then I didn't understand the significance of the after scene, after credit scene of the snow globe gift,
No, I didn't get that either. It
or
must
the
be something
snow
coming
globe
up.
story. I'm not really sure what that was about. I don't
Yeah,
know.
I think that's something they're gonna have. Either it'll get dropped and we'll never know anything about it, or they'll explain it in the next episode.
Yeah, and then you also had the what you call it, the Lex Luger, Lex Luger, Lex Luthor cameo.
That was good. That was
That
real
was
good.
good, right?
We've got a lot of DCU cameos in Peacemaker this year.
Yeah, and they said that they were going to have that after Peacemaker made that DCU. So I actually kind of like Googled it a little bit, and I know I'm not supposed to do that, and I try not to do it. But apparently, at the same time they were filming Superman in the studio next door, they were filming Peacemaker.
Well, that makes it easy to bring people over.
Right. So they got all these cameos because it was like they're right next door and it brings the universe together. So I'm waiting to see if we get a Superman cameo
Oh, if they
or
do, it'll be, I bet you'll be
whatever
the.
bizarro guy they send in to be Superman in the Nazi world.
Yeah. Homelander.
Could be, could
Fatherlander.
be. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that's all going to kind of work out. I don't know. Does he go through and break the portal behind him?
It's, I'm like I said. Really enjoyed this last episode. I wish they was, you know, this, you know, the first two were kind of slow. Three and four were excellent.
Yeah.
But now we only, you know, this was episode five. This was episode six. So there's only two left.
Yeah, so there's only two left. Yeah, and then like when they had her walking and people were looking, I thought, well, maybe she's like, so I'll be honest with you, and I'm glad Fernando ain't here for this. I didn't catch that we didn't see anybody of color in
Up
that
till that
world
point, yeah.
either, right?
No,
But
I
we hadn't
didn't.
seen that many people,
No.
right?
No, we they didn't show us very much, so it's kind of hard to pick and actually pick
Right.
that out.
Right. And then, like, I saw her walking and I thought, oh man, maybe she's a wanted criminal here, right? Maybe Argos, maybe her mother did something that she was a wanted criminal or something. I wasn't thinking that it was socialist,
A racist thing.
socialist Nazis, and that it was her skin color. I was like, whoa, what? And then that explains why there's no Eagly in the other world too. Right?
Yeah.
You wouldn't have the American Eagle being the symbol.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Right? Anyways.
So, but that means that we get to see some kind of big Eagly reveal to save Peacemaker and crew.
I think so. I think so. And everything. I don't know. I thought it was very, I thought it was a good couple episodes. You know, yeah, like you said, it started out a little slow, but I think it's building up some, building up some,
Have we
whatever.
heard if there's going to be a season three?
I have heard that.
Oh, good, because this show deserves a third season.
Yeah. I have heard that. And like, You know, the other thing that we learned is that it's not that there's no black people, it's that they're in like certain sections. Because remember, Peacemaker's brother yelled, she must have got out or something, or one got out or something. So
Oh,
there's
I didn't catch that.
yeah, so there's either like concentration camps or maybe, I don't know, prisons or labor camps. I don't, I'm kind of curious to see where she goes, right? You know, like what happens when they catch her, kind of thing.
Yeah. And
So,
then Economos, man, he just spilt his guts. I mean,
well, you know, he's going to.
yeah, but he's supposed to be an Argos agent. He should be able to control
No,
himself a
he's a
little
data
bit.
analyst. There's a huge difference. A huge difference and stuff. So, yeah, I don't know where how they're going to save everybody from that. Especially if there's a Superman crossover for Nazi Superman.
Yeah, because I could see them capturing them, finding out there's other universes and deciding that they need to conquer the other
Well,
universes.
that's what I was thinking. Does this mean we're gonna have a bunch of multiverse stuff in the DCU? And I don't think
I
it's
certainly
there
hope
yet.
not.
I don't think it's there yet. I think you're rebuilding it. I know they've kind of teased that with the Joker, like in the Penguin and the Batman series and all these things having their own kind of little
Standalones,
worlds.
yeah.
But with all the cameos make me say, oh my God, they're going to do a whole multiverse thing.
I really hope not, because Marvel tried real hard with it and it's just become a mess, in my
Yeah.
opinion.
Yeah. I don't care if you have a whole different universe. Like, even the Fantastic Four, instead of like the multiverse stuff that they tried and everything, like in Doctor Strange, I would rather just have, separate storylines and whatever, right? Like, I'm fine with that. That never was like, oh man, I don't want that. So,
Well, they did
anyways.
kind of tease and give you the idea that the Fantastic Four were going to jump universes into our universe, the Prime or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
But that didn't happen. They saved themselves.
Well, yeah. I mean, number one is, well, did they save themselves? I hope they already had their deals locked up for the second series.
Yeah, because it didn't do very well.
Because they're saying it's doing better on streaming, but streaming don't make as much money as theater. So I don't know. I kind of feel like that's a beat up lost cause kind of thing. I don't know. I don't remember he reading that anything's coming out new in the next couple of weeks.
I don't think so either. It's just, I think we're going to hit a little bit of a drought, and then it'll pick back up once, we reach November.
Yeah.
Because that's when, your Thanksgiving and Christmas blockbusters will come at.
Yeah, like I'm not even seeing like commercials for anything coming up like that's big sci-fi related. I don't know. Anyways, this has been the Marvelous Ones here on ntnradio.com. Oh,
Oh, the
isn't there a
next the ne I
Fantastic
took
Four
looked
movie?
the list. Next thing up is Tron Ares sometime in October.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Know either.
They had that Tron remake movie 10 years ago. That was terrible.
It was.
And they tried a television show that was terrible. I just don't know if that's as impressive anymore. In the 80s when Tron came out, it was like, ooh, now
Yeah,
it's like,
it was
eh.
spectacular CGI. Now it's, oh well,
Yep. We'll be back
ho-hum.
next week.